A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It is 46 degrees.
Wet roads, high winds, and tipped over semis. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL
Traffic Center. Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
Evacuations have been ordered because of a dangerous wildfire burning near Mapleton.
Yeah, we left a bunch of stuff behind.
Utah Firewatch. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson, who has the latest on the Ether Hollow fire. Paul?
And Amanda, a major difference right now compared to what I saw last night. Last night, you could see a very pronounced V-shaped formation that was burning along the mountains here. Right now, I can see maybe a few lingering flames, and that's kind of it. But still, over 200 homes near this area were under evacuation because of the Ether Hollow fire. It was charred more than 1,000 acres as well. Officials say it was started by target shooting, and that makes it the second major fire in as many days sparked by the same thing. Utah Forestry Fire and Stateland spokesperson Kate Webb says they're trying to create fire lines just to make sure that they can keep the break between the fire and the homes.
We're trying to establish control lines, which means we're trying to eliminate vegetation so that the fire will have a barrier. It won't have anything to burn through.
Now, the evacuations affected 15 homes in Mapleton, as well as all of the homes in Grindstone Subdivision and in Hobble Creek. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, the wind could be a big challenge for firefighters trying to snuff out that 2,000-acre William fire near Santaquin. Incident spokesperson Jennifer Hansen says the wind could ground their helicopters.
Some of the thicker timber fuels that hold the heat, that's why they need that water for those areas to really build a good line that would hold.
Again, everyone's also asked to stay away from the area around Pol Canyon Road so firefighters aren't impeded in that effort.
Northern Utah, and especially Davis County, could see the worst of these dangerous downslope winds today, stronger than what we've seen overnight. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
A weather front moving through Utah has brought the high winds with it. KSL-TV's Kevin Eubank says the wind this morning could cause particular trouble along I-15.
We're talking 30 to 40 mile an hour winds, gusts common. But along the I-15 corridor between North Salt Lake and Ogden, these are prime places for these canyon downslope winds. We're talking 50, 60, even 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts.
Davis County Emergency Services reports no significant damage at this point in the morning, but crews are on standby and ready to respond to clear blocked streets or help in other ways. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Thousands of power outages have been reported in our area as well. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik continues our live team coverage. John?
Yeah, Tim, these extreme wind gusts have many Utahns dealing with power outages. The most recent update from Rocky Mountain Power this morning indicates that about 800 customers are being impacted between Salt Lake City and Sandy. At least a couple hundred of those are around Sugar House, while over 100 are by Holiday and Murray. Now, the worst of it actually appears to be north of Salt Lake, as more than 2,000 customers are being impacted near Syracuse and Layton. Layton City Police posted on Facebook this morning saying that Rocky Mountain Power is aware of the problem and working on repairs. They anticipate a minimum of 2 to 3 hours for power restoration. Layton police also saying stay home if you can due to a high number of traffic hazards all over the valley. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The search soon resumes for more trapped by wildfire in the Sierra Nevadas. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, more than 200 people were rescued from the edge of a reservoir by California National Guard helicopters this weekend as flames were just yards away. At least 50 hikers remained in the mountains east of Fresno, and it's a challenge for the copters to reach them in the forest.
They need a big footprint to land safely.
Rescue operations resume today as the Creek Fire has burned more than 135,000 acres. There's been one confirmed fatality. Most of Malden, Washington has been burned off the map by fire. The Whitman County Sheriff says they raced the flames to get people out of town.
This came through like a jet plane, really. It just tore right through here.
80% of the homes in the town of about 300 people burned to the ground yesterday. Malden is, or was, south of Spokane. Seven people were shot to death at an illegal marijuana growing operation
operation in Southern California's Riverside County. A woman dying of gunshot wounds at a hospital led deputies yesterday to a home where the other victims were found. No suspects are named. And Congress returns to work today after the August recess. There's little agreement for another round of stimulus funding, but a bill to prevent a government shutdown on October 1st seems to have support. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Joe Biden spent part of his Labor Day in the all-important swing state of Pennsylvania. He's also set to make another campaign stop there this week. Meanwhile, President Trump also targeting a couple of battleground states.
With exactly 8 weeks until Election Day, President Trump is traveling to two battleground states today. His first stop, Florida, where he holds an official event focused on restoring the Everglades. Then it's on to North Carolina, his third visit to that state in 3 weeks. He'll hold an airport rally in Winston-Salem. The president is quickly ramping up his campaign travel, with officials saying he'll be out on the road several days a week from now until November 3rd. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.